I'm Sarah Lipman. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning Sefer Mishlei, Proverbs, Chapter 3. In studying Chapter 3, we will focus on the word gargaros, throat. This word appears twice in this chapter, but don't let that fool you. That's 13 times more frequently than the rest of the book. Don't let that fool you. That's 592 times more frequently than it appears in Tanakh. Don't let that fool you. The word gargaros appears only four places in all of the Torah. Two of them are in this chapter. The other two are in chapters 1 and 6 of Mishlei. This word appears only in Mishlei. Let's take a look. Chapter 3, verse 3. Chesed ve'emes al ya'azvucha, kashrem al gargarosecha, kosvem al luach libecha. Kindness and truth should never abandon you. Bind them onto your throat. Inscribe them on the tablet of your heart. Verses 21 to 22. Bni, al yaluzu me'enecha, netzor tushia umezima. My son, do not lose sight of them. Hold tight to the Torah and its wise design. V'yihiyu chayin lenafshecha, and they will be life to your soul. V'chein legargarosecha, and graceful for your throat. Since there are only two other uses of this word, and they're both in Mishlei, let's include them here. In chapter 1, verse 9, we have, Ki livyaschein heim leroshecha, va'anakim legargarosecha. Words of Torah are a graceful wreath upon your head and a necklace about your throat. And in Mishlei, chapter 6, verse 21, Kashrem al libcha samid. Tie the words of Torah to your heart always. Andem al gargarosecha, and tie them to your throat. In all four instances of the word gargaros, throat, the words of Torah are being compared to a necklace made of links worn around the neck. What is this word, gargaros? Gargaros comes from the root garar, to swirl around, to grind in a circular motion, to haul around, to stir up. Gargaros describes the neck because it describes the ability of the neck to swivel and to turn. More deeply, since the neck is the support for the head, it describes your ability to think, your free will, your volition, and your range of activity coming from your head and able to turn in all directions. The neck serves also as a boundary. It's a boundary between the physical side of the person and the ultimately spiritual side of the person that resides in the mind. So the neck is both connection and separation. And garar, it draws together those two sides of a person. The Vilna Gaon teaches that the head is where the mind and the thinking and the Torah are, and the neck is where that mind and thinking and Torah begin to be translated into action. As the thoughts go from our mind to the rest of our body, and as the nerve impulses go from the brainstem down through the spinal cord to the rest of our body. You may have caught the fact that gargaris or gargaros is a very rare word. That's because the usual word for neck is tsavar. The distinction between gargaros and tsavar is that gargaros actually refers to the trachea, the inside of the neck, the throat, not the outside. And this gives us a pretty obvious clue as to the mashal, the deeper meaning that's being conveyed through this image of a neck. Because the aspect of your neck that is inside, that is the trachea, that is the windpipe, that is the throat, is the aspect of our speech. Use of the word gargaris instead of tsavar, of throat instead of neck, points us to thinking about speech, because speech passes through the throat and carries what is completely intangible thought and realizes it into the material, into the spoken word. In the same way, our thoughts can travel and become materialized in our actions as they come through the neck. The neck and the throat, then, are a visible connection between body and mind. And the image of a necklace and chains of jewelry decorating the neck evoke the celebration of a body connected to a mind, a body on a mission, an active partner, a vehicle for Torah and mitzvos, good deeds. The decoration, the celebration, the glorification even, of what a body can become and achieve when connected to a mind of Torah. And thus we find the Talmud describes that in ancient times, people would custom design jewelry to represent their thoughts and their deeds. To celebrate intelligence, they would design jewelry for the head. And to celebrate their actions and good deeds, they would design necklaces for the throat. In fact, that image of the necklace at the throat, made of links of chains together, is such an apt description of good deeds and the way that the single unity of Torah and wisdom is expressed in a multiplicity of different actions and interactions that we have in the world and our contribution to it. Torah, as divine wisdom, touches every aspect and moment of our lives. It is a unity, a oneness of God's love and expression of His love to us, and it allows every moment of our existence below to achieve full value, to be elevated, and to attain permanent eternal significance rather than disappearing with time. It's through Torah that your head, your mind, your understanding flourishes in spiritual life. But va'anakim legargarosecha, your neck supports your head, your physical body supports your head, supports your spiritual development, and it too is ennobled and decorated and honored and honorable. As the Torah is supported by the neck, it also diversifies through the neck and informs all of our actions in all of our roles and areas of interaction in life. It becomes our greatest crown of glory, our greatest decoration to our necks. Let's understand a minute that there's a kind of jewelry, a kind of decoration, a kind of celebration of ourselves that is Torah and mitzvos, that we could think of as beautiful jewelry for all to see. And that's because our true identities, our core, our inherent dignity, our greatness, it is deep within us. It is inside the throat, in the hidden part, but it shines out in our actions. It can be seen. It does decorate us. It decorates us through the ennoblement of our lives. And when we realize that, we will hold on tightly to Torah. We will hold on tightly to mitzvos. We will not let them go, no matter what other things are going by us, because they are so precious and so valuable to us. What they can see is what we do. There is a distance between our head and our actions, between our thoughts and what's produced from them. We all know that distance. It's that distance between the ideal and the plan that we were aiming for and the reality that we produced, which never quite lives up to the perfection of the original plan. That can become discouraging as we realize that we'll never live up to our ideals entirely. But those actions, imperfect and flawed as they inevitably are also the materialization and the fulfillment of our will and choices and plans and wisdom. As such, they take on a permanent, visible, sensible form that can be seen and celebrated. Our actions, as imperfect as they are our custom designed jewelry. And when God looks at us, He sees that jewelry. He sees the chain around our neck, the crown on our head, and it's beautiful. And when we know that God looks at us and sees how beautiful we are, we're not going to let go of that jewelry for any price. And that's why there's another aspect of necks that's relevant here. The Jewish people are described by God as Am Kishe Oref, a stiff-necked people. Being stiff-necked means taking action based on the ideas you had before and refusing to change them. It doesn't sound like much of a compliment. The neck is supposed to swivel. It's supposed to be able to redirect our body and our attitude based on the thoughts of our mind. Flexible. That's kind of the key with necks. Stiff-necked doesn't sound so attractive. But those stiff necks are the same necks that are wearing the jewelry. God sticks with us with all of our bumps and flaws because we are stiff-necked too. We stick with Him. We don't let go of Him. We recognize that to be beautiful in God's eyes is worth more and lasts longer than any other relationship or person we try to please. The kashe oref, the stiff-neckedness, It's overall not easy to live with. It describes the body resisting the movement that the head is trying to initiate, resisting the change of direction. Gargarosecha, in using a word for neck that's based on the vocal cords and the trachea and the rings of the throat, really focuses on the ability of the neck to swivel, on the ability of the body to swivel, to pivot, to follow the head, and in doing so, to earn the most beautiful jewelry worth celebrating. Thank you for studying together with me, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.